Have you ever stopped to wonder what it actually means to truly understand another person? I came across a study last year that made me pause. It was published in Frontiers in Psychology, designed by a team at King Khalid University in Saudi Arabia. They had 180 students majoring in psychological counseling complete the same social intelligence scale, alongside three large language models, measuring accuracy in judging human behavior and the ability to make optimal decisions in social situations. The results were brutal. ChatGPT -4 scored 59 points, outperforming 100% of the human participants, including all the doctoral level experts. Not close, a complete sweep. Social intelligence, the ability to read emotions, to pick up on what goes unsaid, that has been at the heart of my 15 years of theological training. So what unsettled me was not the score itself. There are moments when I run a reasoning engine and feel something uncanny, as if the AI has landed precisely on what I was thinking. But is that understanding or is it statistical coincidence? Maybe we have always overestimated ourselves. Human empathy, at its core, may simply be an extraordinarily refined form of pattern matching. And yet, my judgment is this, the gap will always remain, because being understood is not only about someone saying the right thing, it is about knowing that the other person can also be hurt. An AI can respond to your emotions with precision, but it will not lie awake at night because of your story. So what I want to ask is this, does the willingness to stay, to bear something together, to face uncertainty alongside another person, does that count as part of what understanding really is?